your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, man. There's going to be some broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Alex is producing the broadcast, and Mike Ma is with us. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for having me. Boy, you're right about that, cocked and locked. All the places I go, it seems like everybody's cocked and locked. I guess I hang around the right kind of people.
We missed you at the meetup last night. Everybody was looking for you. They heard you were in the country, and they're kind of hoping you could be at the meetup. Mike, class, let me tell you a little bit about Mike Ma. Mike Ma is our senior tactical and safety instructor. Mike Ma is a combat Marine, Vietnam era. And Mike Ma has been in every kind of trouble you can think of. I mean, there's nothing that has escaped Mike. And he's been in, he's been overwhelmed. He's been outnumbered. He's been outgunned. He's been surrounded. He's been in firefights. He's been in a shootout at a convenience store where a bad guy pulled a gun on him and started waving it at everybody. Mike had to shoot him and stop the threat right then and there. I believe it was the first time a concealed carry permit shooting occurred in Oklahoma. Is that right, Mike?
Yes. First time concealed carry was used to stop a crime in progress in the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Kansas, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't appreciate the Okie coming up there and shooting their bad guys.
Hey, Mike. Oh, man. I was just thinking, you were here this weekend. You stopped by at the farm, and you wanted to buy a motorcycle. There was a guy that down the road from us that had a motorcycle and decided to buy it, and you took it for a test drive, and you just hopped on it, no helmet, no goggles, and you just blasted down the road, right past the state trooper's house, turned around, blasted right back. It wound out that thing till the rev limiter, you know, would prevent the engine from blowing up. And everybody at the place that was selling the motorcycle was absolutely shocked and thought they were going to haul you away. Yeah, Mike, you create excitement everywhere you go.
Oh yeah, I've given up the idea of blending in. I decided that doesn't work for me.
But you know what, Mike? You could blend in. You really could. If you looked at you in a crowd, you would not stand out. Are you 63, Mike?
64. Yes.
Okay, so you had a birthday. Okay, so you're 64. You have all the appearances that you could be a grandfather. But gee whiz, Mike, let's talk about some of your adventures. Now you lived in Central America, and you travel from Central. When you come to the Expo, it's like a 3,500-mile trip for you. It's a couple weeks to get from Central America, driving all the way up through Mexico and ultimately to the Ozark Mountains. You want to tell us what some of that is like? I mean, you go through gauntlets, you go through checkpoints. The military's there in Mexico. What is that like, and do you see any of that coming our way?
Well, it changes each time I go through. It changes, and it is coming this way. As a matter of fact, it already is. I left the United States in 2003, and all through the 90s, they were doing checkpoints in the United States up by the Kansas-Oklahoma line. And now in Central America, it's went way beyond that. Now they do x-rays as you drive by. They slow you down, and then they x-ray your vehicle as you go through. Like I say, it's a military presence in Mexico. It's all over everywhere. And for me, I'm not uncomfortable around weapons, but like I say, they have lots of weapons, and especially in a place where, you know, guns are illegal. But they got all different ways of stopping you, and then you'll be stopped by the military, the police, and then the federal police, and then bandits, and then rebels, and then drug cartel. So you'll be stopped by all kinds of people. And sometimes when you're being stopped, you can look down the road and you can see the next stop down the road. And it also depends on which direction you're going. If you're going towards the United States or if you're going away from the United States. And so there's all different kinds of ways that they do this. Now, in Guatemala, it's the police can't get you out of your car. And so you stay in your car. The only time you can get out of your car is if there's a military person there. And he's kind of like here in the States, when they have a stop, they have somebody from the sheriff department there. Well, that's the way it is in Guatemala. They trust their military more than they do the police. So you don't get out of your car unless the guy with the big gun is there, and then he'll see to your safety. And but like I say, in Mexico, it changes all the time, and each stop is completely different. You don't know what's going to happen in Mexico. They want to see your papers. They want to, you know, dump everything out of your car. No telling what you're going to come up against. It just depends on what's going on in that particular area, that particular time. And the way you look and the way you approach the situation. And for me, I don't speak Spanish. So whenever I approach the situation, it's usually out of the ordinary. And I say normally I travel around with on my motorcycle, and I have my dog with me. And it's a 50-pound dog, so it's not a little dog. And so normally I'm scared of dogs, so that helps. Now I'll be leaving in July, and I won't be taking the dog with me this time. So this is going to be a really new adventure for me. But I say we've gone from Zena, my dog, and I. We went from Panama all the way up to the Great Lakes. We didn't go over to Canada. That place is a little too wild for me, so I got to stay where there's more action. So, traveling, you really have to watch out on where you're at and how you, how you expose yourself. Now, down in Central America, I use copies of all my papers. I don't like giving them my original documents, you know, driver's license, passport, and stuff like that. So I usually use copies. And I'm never doing anything wrong. Now, once you do something wrong, you need to give them the real stuff. But a lot of times I don't know who it is that's stopping me and why they're stopping me and stuff like that. So I don't like giving them, you know, my real documents.
But Mike, do you get stopped a lot?
What,
Mike? Do you get stopped a lot?
Oh, yeah. It'll be probably, just crossing Mexico. If you're going leaving Mexico, it'll probably be between maybe 15, 20, 25 times and when you're going south. And now when you're coming up towards the United States, it'll probably be closer to 20 to 30 when you're coming up. And either direction, it doesn't matter. Sometimes they get a little more aggressive when they stop you, and sometimes they're not. I try to make it pleasant in the way I try to. I teach bribing and negotiating for your life, and that means try to make everybody's life a little easier, and you'll probably get along a little better. And so I give out water, or I used to give candy, and then rumors start going around that the candy will make you sick, and then once you pass out, then the American will come in there and cut your heart or lung or whatever for transplant, and they'll put it in their backpack and bring it back to the United States and sell it. So you can't give candy away anymore. But like I say, I give water and pop. I don't drink pop, but I give it out when I'm going down there. And seldom do I give money. I really hate to, money works, but the problem is, you don't know how much. It used to be I knew how much to give, but now, it changes so much now lately that you really don't know how much to give, and it's hard to figure out who to give it to. In the old days, all you had to do is look for the guy that had the gun, and then he's the one you give the money to. But nowadays, they all have guns now, so it's harder to tell which one you're supposed to deal with. And like I say, seeing I don't speak Spanish, I really have a hard time, you know, trying to work out a deal with them. So what I just try to do is just get them to, you know, like I say, I'll give them maybe $2 or $3 maybe and have them get a hamburger and a soda pop. And when they tell me that, you know, they like steak and champagne, well, then I know I need to cough up a little bit more. But I really don't like giving them any more. So I'll work my way through it. And we have fun doing it. I mean, I don't do it as a threat. We have fun. They enjoy it anyway.
You mean they enjoy the negotiation with you, trying to extract more and more and more? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. Well, they don't enjoy that part, but when they do it with me, it's enjoyable. Because, like I say, my broken Spanish is really, really bad. I don't cooperate properly because I don't understand anything, but I'm not a threat. And kind of like when you went through the airport.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. You know how it is. When we get old, we just kind of lose it a little bit. You know?
Mike's talking about me going through TSA. I'm going to ask him how he goes through TSA when we come back. Mike Moth, M-A-H, Senior USA Preparedness Instructor. We're going to have some fun. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Moss with us. And, so here's the story, class. The freeze-dry guy called me up, and this was many months ago. Freeze-dry guy called me up, and he said, Vinny, listen, there's this event. I think you should go to it. I want you to go to it, and it's a machine gun shoot, and it's in Nevada, and he said he was going to be there, and he wanted me to go. And so I said, okay, sounds great. Now, the problem I had with that is I had to fly. I just could not drive and be on the air. So I asked Howard Chain, Dr. Howard Chain. He's our dentist. He's our USAprepares.com emergency dentist instructor. And he teaches seminars at all the expos on emergency dentistry. So he and I are going to go. Now, Howard Chain is a very straight-laced guy. He does not enjoy problems. We're flying out to Nevada, and I get stopped by, of course, TSA, just like everybody else. And I explained. They said to me, "Do you want to go through the?" No, actually, we stopped, and we weren't going to go through the X-ray machine. So they told me to stand over here, and of course, and wait. And I have attention deficit disorder, and at my age, I forget. I get very forgetful. So I got lost, and they kept yelling at me, get back here, get back here. And I kept, I'm sorry. And so ultimately, they found some people to help me. And this guy said, you want to go into a private room? And I said, no, you can do it right here. And if you're not real fast, I really have to pee. And if you don't go really fast, we're both going to get soaked. So I said it really loud. Everybody's looking at me. And, you know, that's kind of my experience. That's one of my little experiences. So I just told him I really had to pee, and he had to go fast, and he did. He decided that he was not going to mess around with me because he thought I would just pee right on him. And that's how I got through TSA. Mike, what do you do with TSA?
Well, I know you're a nice guy. See, so you're being nice to him. Now, well, right now I'm a widow, but before my wife would not even be with me when we go through security. She'd go way, way away from me.
I mean, how it was,
it's an experience when I fly. See, I've never flown before. Each time I fly, it's my first time. So I have no idea what is going on. So when I come up there, I got my backpack and all my stuff, you know, and they're trying to tell me, you know, put everything in the tub and stuff. And so I'm making a mess just up there trying to get my tub ready. And then, so then they tell me, well, you got to take your shoes off. And now see, I got special socks that I wear. They're for flying. That's what they're made for flying. And so they tell me, well, you need to take your shoes off. And I always make sure I wear my biggest lace-up boots I have. And so you look around, there's no chairs or anything. So I sit down right smack dab on the floor, right in the middle of the whole operation. And then I start unlacing my boots, and I get my shoes off, and then I stand there holding my boots. And then I studied magic, too. I love magic, so I study that. And in magic, we know whenever you look, everybody else looks. So then I'm standing there holding my boots, and I look down at my socks with big old holes in them. I mean, they're big, gaping holes. I mean, you're not going to miss them. And then I look down there, and I say, well, pardon me, but these holes in my socks, but my fungus has been so bad here lately, I thought maybe if I could air it out a little bit, you know, it might help it some. Well, you know, everybody behind me, I just ruined their trip. I mean, their trip is completely shot. And like I say, I'm still confused. I don't know what's going on. And then so then they had me go into the machine there where they can take my picture. And they say, well, put your hands up. And I stick them up like I'm being robbed. And then they say, oh, no, you need to put them out. So then I put my hands out. And then just before they hit the button, I jump out of the machine. And I say, well, what are you doing? And then I make them, you know, see, and I don't understand too good. Eventually, they'll get to the point where it's kind of like an X-ray. Well, we all know X-rays aren't healthy. So then that's when I say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And they said, well, you have to go through the other side. And okay, so I've already contaminated that part. So now if you want to get your picture taken, you have to go in that fungus infested area. So, and then the other one,
hey, Mike,
I go through
Mike,
that, and we go through it again. So.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Mike Baugh, having fun with TSA. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Watch it. Oh, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
feet,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
It's always fun being with Mike Ma in person and in the broadcast classroom. Mike, every time you fly is your first time.
You think you have a memory problem. See, I really have a bad memory problem.
Yeah, because when I'm with TSA, I keep forgetting everything they tell me. I mean, it only sticks for a couple seconds, and then I've forgotten it. And then they're yelling at me. And the funny thing is, Mike, the entertainment value of what we do is probably the highlight of everyone's trip. You know that?
Until I mention the fungus. The fungus is never a way to make friends. Don't try using the fungus line if you're looking to impress somebody.
What? Tell us about how that goes, Mike.
Okay. Well, like I say, they're going to punish me. You know, I mean, that's one thing. Okay, I teach tactics, and one of the tactics is non-compliance to especially unconstitutional laws. And so they're not going to allow me to do this. So they're going to punish me. So then they have me go through the other side, where they the metal detector, and nothing goes off. And so now I've contaminated both sides. And then they have me stand there, and it's the same thing. We're going to have to touch you. And I say, hey, no problem. And then they tell me, stick my hands up. I put my hands up again, just like I'm being arrested. And then same thing, put your hands down. So then I bring my hands down. And then they're just about ready to touch me. And then I'll step back, and I'll say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Could you change those gloves? I'm not quite sure where those gloves have been. And wherever they've been, I don't want it on me. And that's a legitimate request. And they will. They will stop everything, go change their gloves and stuff like that. And so then we do the, they do their thing with me and all that. Well, like I say, I mean, by now, they're really short-tempered. I really took the fun out of their day. And so now they're going to, well, they're going to have to go through my stuff. And they always go through my stuff. I mean, that's another part of the punishment of not cooperating. And so then what happens? They grab my bag and then they say, well, they have to get permission. And they, well, can I look in your bag? I say, no problem, no problem. And then so then they just about ready to stick their hand inside. And I go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before you touch any of my stuff, could you change your gloves? I'm not sure where they've been, you know. So, and, you know, we go through the whole thing. And now, one thing, okay, I don't make a good victim. That's the first thing. I don't, and I think what it is I don't take instruction well. Because if it's not to my benefit, it's hard for me to do things that, you know, doesn't benefit me. And so, like I say, so I kind of give them a hard time on this stuff, but none of this is illegal or wrong. You know, I mean, I'm that's why when you mentioned earlier, you mentioned I teach the tactics and safety. Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's not really safety like safety. It's personal safety, you know, so because I'm not a safe kind of guy. It seems like whenever I go anyplace, I mean, everybody, if you know me, you don't have no problem. It's the people that don't know me, they don't really realize, you know, is this guy safe or not? Because not only, you know, I don't really practice good safety rules with firearms, like I say, with my fungus problem and all this stuff, I mean, I'm not a safe kind of guy. So, you know, then that's what I do. I cause instability wherever I go. And then that's okay because, you know, I feel kind of unstable too under bad conditions. So why would I want you to feel good if I don't feel good? So I try to spread, what do they say? You know, they you spread your fear and stuff among amongst others, and that's what I do. When I feel uncomfortable, I kind of make everybody feel uncomfortable. The only difference is I'm doing it on purpose, you know, and I know what's going on, and nobody else does. So,
but, hey, that's absolutely true, Mike. Let me just share this with you. When I was coming back from the machine gun shoot. Before I left Nevada, Machine Gun Kelly, it's Gene Kelly, Gene Machine Gun Kelly, was hosting this shoot. And a lot of us shot a 50 caliber machine gun. And I wanted to take back with me, a 50 caliber, brass casing. And I was allowed to do that, and I put it in my bag. And Machine Gun Kelly gave me a bottle of wine, and I've got the bottle right here in the studio right now. And the label says it's a 2010 Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley, and it says Gene Machine Gun Kelly, and there he is standing with a Tommy gun. And it says, this wine will blow you away. And he's grinning from ear to ear. Now, he gave me this bottle of wine. Now, I called to see if I could bring the bottle of wine back with me in my bag. And he said, no, you can't. I'd have to ship it. And I said, okay, well, so I was looking for someone who had an empty bottle of wine, that they would trade me my full bottle for an empty bottle. And I found somebody. I mean, that was really easy to do. So I put this empty bottle of wine in my bag, along with my 50 caliber machine gun cartridge case.
I can see where this is going.
Well, you know, I couldn't leave them there. I mean, these are important mementos of my trip to Nevada. So I go back through TSA, and Dr. Shane's with me, and he's like, "Oh man, this is not going to be good. We're going to miss our flight." And you know, of course, I'm just as confused as you are. It's my first time flying. It's always my first time, just like yours. And you know, I've taken my shoes off, and the line's getting longer because I've got my combat boots on, just like you. You know, it's hard to stand and you know, take your boots off, and so I'm causing all these problems. The line's getting longer. Everybody's mad at me, and they find the bottle of wine, and that's a huge problem. Like, what am I doing with an empty bottle of wine? And what happened to the wine in the bottle? You know, where did that go? So now they're really worried about me, and then they find the 50 caliber machine gun cartridge. And then they find my broadcasting equipment, you know, the mixer and all that stuff. And they're thinking, you know, what's in this? Is this contain, you know, materials that would be unacceptable for flying? I mean, why would I have this thing, this microphone mixer, and what's inside it? And, you know, can it go bang? And so they're having all kinds of problems with me. It took, I think, three or four guys paying special attention just to me. To pat me down and get me through TSA again. So there's no limit to the amount of time that they will spend with you. And again, you know, I had to pee really bad, and the longer they took, the better. You know, the more I had to pee, and it was fun.
If people would, you know, stand up more, then they couldn't do it. It just takes way too much time, and you know. But what's happening is, in our society here in the United States, we're getting used to being victimized. So we'll kind of go along with everything.
That's, well, not you and not me. I don't go along with it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Mike, when you get stopped, when you get stopped by the police for like one of these gauntlets, one of these checkpoints, mm-hmm. can you describe for those new to USA preparers? You don't want to cause any problems. It's just the more they pressure you, the longer it takes you to do things, right?
Yes. Now, I've learned from being stopped so much down in Central America that I'm in no hurry. It doesn't make any difference to me. I understand what's going on. They want you to be in a hurry. They're trying to make it convenient for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I take my time. But I don't do it quite like they were expecting. Normally when they stop me, the first thing I do is I ask them what it is that they're stopping me for. Mm-hmm. And that's about as far here in the United States. That's about as far as the cooperation goes, is I stop, and then I ask them what they're stopping me for. Mm-hmm. And now, what they've been getting me on is they're checking for alcohol, mm-hmm. drunk drivers. And so, you know, when they stop me, and I ask them, well, what do you stop me for? Well, we're doing checking for drunk drivers. And I say, oh, okay, I don't drink. And then I commence to driving off. And then when that happens, they get really all excited, you know, so like I did something wrong. And then they start hollering at me, and then I come to a screeching halt, and then I make them walk all the way up there to me. And then, you know, and then I say, well, you know, I don't drink, so, you know, I can't be the one you're looking for. And then they say, well, how about a driver's license? And then I'll say, I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood. I thought you said you were looking for drunken drivers. I didn't know you were doing a driver's license check, you know. And it just continues going on from there because, you know, they're going to have to show me that they've got the control. So, and then, you know, nothing I have is convenient. I always have stuff everywhere. And so then they're looking for a driver's license. I start looking for a driver's license. And then, now the people behind me, they're not enjoying this at all. And then, you know, of course they need, you know, insurance. Well, I got it over here somewhere. And then, remember I said, I'm taking my time. I'm kind of enjoying this. And so it gets longer and longer. And cooperating, it's just I'm a little slow. And like I say, it gets really, really ugly. And this is the good times. It's the good times they stop me. I mean, it gets, there's times that it gets worse, but being on the radio isn't the kind of time to tell you about that kind of stuff. But you know, everything I do is legal and constitutional. And mm-hmm. But you don't want to tell them that, because that gets them really riled up again. So, mm-hmm. you know, so you just act like you have constitutional rights. You don't need to mention that to them, because I mm-hmm. say that'll open up a whole nother jar of worms when you do that. So
Mike,
yeah,
let me ask you.
Anytime they want my cooperation and I'm being victimized, you know, I don't work well. Don't work well like that. So
I had to go into the courthouse in Springfield, and I had a meeting there, and they have these little, they have the metal detector, and you take all the, you know, all your tokens out of your pocket and your keys and all that, and they've got a metal detector, and they want you to stand in a certain place, and they've got these yellow footprints on the floor, and that's where you're supposed to put your feet. I can never find them. Not only can't I find them, I can't make my feet go on them. I can't get within a couple feet of those darn things. I don't know what it is. Mike Ma, I'm going to ask him, how long does it take you to find, when we get back, how long does it take you to find your license and registration? Mike Ma, Vinfinelli, USA Prepares.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a link to Mike Ma on the website, page one, usaprepares.com. USAPrepares.com, page one, under instructors, Mike Ma, nostressmike.com, nostressmike.com, nostressmike.com. Mike, you and I are both working on improving our attention span, and we're doing our best to cooperate. But in your case, how long does it take you to, you know, once they ask you for your driver's license, I mean, what's that procedure like? I know you've got it, but how long does it take to find it?
As long as possible. As long as possible. And like I say, in Central America, I use copies of everything. And now I have copies here. But I haven't been stopped here since, you know, since I've been back. I've been back here about 6 months now, I guess. And I haven't been stopped yet. But I've got copies, and they're scattered all over my vehicle, so it takes me time to find them. So when I do get what they want, it's not the original. It's the copy, too. So that's just going to add on to the misery that I'm putting this all through, you know. So, but yeah, if everybody would be like that, then the stops wouldn't work. It would just take too much time. And that's why I try to get people to be non-compliant, you know, when necessary.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing with credit cards. You know, when they want your ID, you can if they say I need to see a photo ID to use your credit card, you can take a long time looking for it. And you know, it's not your fault. They're asking for it. You've got it somewhere. Maybe it's in the car. You know, you know. I'll be right back. Let me go get it.
Yeah, you're right. And it's at all levels. At all levels, they think they can, like I say, take advantage of us. And we don't have to go along with it. We choose to go along with it.
You know, and I hate going to Walmart. I just hate going to Walmart. And sometimes I just have to go. And class, we're boycotting Walmart whenever we can. But in the past, when Mrs. Finelli would drag me in there, and we go through the line, they'd say, I need to see your photo ID. And I'd say, what do you mean, photo ID? I need to see your driver's license. What makes you think I drove here? uh, I plan on taking this cart all the way down, you know, 20 miles down the road, and I'll bring it back sometime. No, no, okay. I walked here. Oh, so Mike, it takes you a while to find your license, and then do you have your registration ready?
Someplace. I got it here somewhere. You know, so I say it's you know, I'm trying to, you know, work with you on this stuff. You know, I'm trying to, you know, cooperate. It's just, you know, I don't know where everything is, so. Or you start handing them the outdated ones. That's even better yet. So, you know, you're going to test their reading skills, you know. So.
Mike, now you start with, I know it starts with one guy. Mm-hmm. One guy comes over to your car at these mm-hmm. gauntlets. What's the maximum number of assistants that one guy has been able to get help from? So, I mean, does it end up being 2, 3, or 4 of them? Saying, hey, look, don't you realize you're holding up?
I learned anytime you have a problem, you look for a supervisor. And at one time, I had 5 supervisors, and I had the bomb squad. And so that was my maximum. That was on a Friday night when they should be out looking for bad guys. They were reviewing the inventory that I carried around with me. And so it was, that was an adventure. And I didn't get in trouble for that. I did good.
Mike, I've never gotten that much help. You win. Mike Ma, nostressmike.com. Nostressmike.com. It's always a blast when Mike's with us. We're not kidding. We're not making this up. This is what we're like. We leave a trail wherever we go. Mike Ma, Vin Finelli.
Thank you for having me.
USA Prepares. Mike, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. So start gumming up the works.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.